Hey, what is up, BHL? We are here talking about Comic-Con. It's on the way. What are you going to do? What are you waiting to see? It's so fresh. So, of course, stay tuned and keep it locked. Yeah. What up, y'all? How's it going down? You are here at the BHL Comic-Con Preview Show. I'm your host, Michael, holding it down. You can find me online at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. And I'm beside the wonderful, amazing, super-duper tight writer, MD. Introduce yourself.
What's up, people? I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Where can they find you online?
They can find me on Twitter at @literarymd. You can find me at @literarymd, Works of Literary MD on Facebook, and you can find me on Instagram, Mr. Bismodel.
Okay, okay. And continuing on, we have Marquita LaStar. What's up?
What
do
you do?
Is that a fake Stone Love horn?
I love this. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you.
So where can people find you online?
You can find me across the interwebs at LaStar.next, because I'm always next in line. I'm always on the ride. You know, I do my thing. I stay grinding.
Word up, word up. And at the edge of the table, we have another master writer. Also a superhero in training.
More villain.
Okay, okay. We'll leave it to the villain. But Hannibal Taboo, what's up, man?
Plotting to rule the world, same as we do every night.
Right,
you can
find
me at Hannibal Taboo on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook, and probably at your mama's house. Just saying.
Sometimes stuff like that happens. But doing our crossover styles that we have, we got the kind guy in the crib.
Hey.
We got Derek Sams. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, Michael?
Not bad.
I'm glad to be here. I'm Derek Sams. I'm from theconguy.com and the Con Guy Comic-Con Prep Show on the Popcorn Talk Network. And you can find me on Twitter at @conguyderek.
Cool, cool. And in the booth, we have my cohort from Jedi Alliance, the 1-2 punch giver, the dopest lady on Jedi Alliance, Alexis Torres. What's up?
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? It is very hot in this booth right now, but it is nice to see all these beautiful people on the couch and on that table.
It feels weird to not have applause after each of those introductions.
Right. Yeah,
the way Michael builds up everybody, it's great.
Why don't we get air conditioning and she doesn't? That seems unfair.
Yeah, that is
because
kinda
I'm
messed
just
up.
I'm working up a sweat. It's supposed to show. Right. I get that paycheck.
So we're here talking about Comic-Con. I figured we might as well start it off with, you know, the official stuff that goes on at the con, like the regular programming. Let me go in and shoot it out to you guys. I guess starting off with Derek.
Yeah.
What are you hyped to see this weekend coming up? You know, as far as panels, reveals, what are you looking forward to?
Well, there's a lot of big stuff. I for one, have always been a big Star Trek fan, and I talk about that on our podcast all the time. But there's a panel for Star Trek Discovery, which is the new show that CBS is coming out with. That's in Ballroom 20 on Saturday at 2:30. And that's one that I think will be amazing. I'll be excited. I'd have to check exactly how many cast members are going to be there.
James Frain will be there. He's a friend of my daughter's friend, so he says he's going to be there.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll have to check again. I forget like what cast members they're going to have, but we could probably expect to see, you know, a couple of those captains. Maybe Doug Jones, who's one of the coolest guys in the world. Because he's in the show. And then they're going to have a big Battlestar Galactica reunion in Ballroom 20 on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
At 2:30. That I'm also excited about. If you can see this, it is my Battlestar Galactica patch. But yeah, just there's always so much stuff, and there's always more than you could possibly do. But there's those, and then there are a lot of like real science panels. They're scattered across the weekend. There's one about nanotechnology. There's one about AI and whether machines actually could take over the world. And then, of course, the science of Star Wars. Yeah, totally. I do not trust.
They should.
I'm convinced Google Maps is plotting against me because it's like wants me to turn left on a busy like 6-lane road. I'm like, watch out. But yeah, there's tons of stuff.
Okay, Hannibal, what sticks out to you for this weekend? Something that you really want to catch up and see, or what's something that's on your mind is like, I don't want to miss that.
Well, aside from the top two panels I'm going to be attending, which would be Diversity in Comics on Friday in room 9 and Independence Creator Summit on Friday at 7 and 32 AB, which I'll be on those panels. They're doing a spotlight on Ron Wilson, who is an old school artist from back in the day and one of the early brothers in the industry who did not get a lot of the shine that he really deserved. I'm really excited to see that panel. A lot of people are really hyped about Jack Kirby's 100th birthday panel, which is going to be a big thing. And I'm also checking in with Lion Forge because they have, with their new Callus Prime line, they have a lot of really interesting things popping. I'm waiting to see what they have to say there.
All right, Marquita, what's sticking out to you on this?
For the more mainstream things, I'm good on mainstream. That was like my biggest issue.
So what's your indie stuff that you're checking?
Like, everybody else came in like, yes, and I'm like, nah.
What's your indie stuff you're looking
for? I learned about this cool show called Snatchers, and it's not even on any of the, it's like, it's real. I feel like one of those goth kids where they name off their bands, and they're like, my top five bands are bands you've never heard of, and that's
too
pretty
cool
much where I'm going with this. And so I heard about it, and it's actually on Verizon's platform.
Go 90?
Yes!
Verizon Go 90.
Exactly, they're revealing it.
Hashtag not sponsored, and it was just, I was like, just explaining it.
Right, I mean.
You should get paid.
I should be getting paid right now. My pockets are not being lined, I promise you. But out of all the shows I was looking at, they actually aren't, they don't have too many. They're like reaching out to people and stuff like that. And it's just, it's this weird show where like it's a teenager and it's a horror comedy. Somehow she gets pregnant, but she has to fight off an alien invasion. And it was just, that was up my
life.
I'm weird.
Hey, sometimes you gotta multitask.
Prenatal vitamins and automatic gunfire. Right.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
And then, of course, you know, BG and Black Girl Nerds is doing our meetup on Friday at 7.
That starts at 8, right?
Yeah, 7 at the Hilton Valley.
6 for the chronically late.
And I'm looking forward to that, to mingle and see old friends, new friends, and, you know, really give back to our audience and fans that have made BGN what it is. So
Cool. Mm-hmm. So, MD.
Yes, sir.
What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward more not to see things, but to be seen.
And be seen doing. Okay.
Yes, so I will be on a panel with that guy.
Who, that guy right there?
That guy right there.
And what panel is that?
That's the Independent Creator Summit on Friday night. And it is from 7 to 8 p.m.
So she'll be late to the meetup too.
I will be late, but I'm chronically late. So with Charlotte McDuffie, Jeffrey Thorne, Mr. Taboo, and Nate Wonderman, and Mr. Ooh. Robert Roach.
All right, cool. So you know, some hometown cats.
Yes,
doing it.
Yes.
All right, I guess for me, one thing that I was thinking of is they have a musical Anatomy of a Superhero, and I thought that was pretty dope because they're going to be breaking down kind of like the horns and how they choose the changes in scales of music and the tone and all of that. And I thought that was, you know, something kind of cool that, you know, music drives so much of the, and I'm not talking about like playing 70s hits, no diss, but I'm just saying like the actual orchestral music plays a large part in moving these stories, like, you know, forward. And I thought it was kind of cool to have that in sort of a, you know, like, I guess a fully fleshed out panel for people to talk about, you know, the intricacies of, you know, the oboes or whatever. Mm. And I can't play none of that stuff, but I think it sounds cool. So we've talked about inside the con, but outside the con, if you're going down there, your money's a little low and you can't get in.
Are you have the money and just couldn't get in? People act like it's about dollars, you don't win the lottery,
so you don't get in.
Exactly.
Yeah,
not win the lottery.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on off site. There's, you know,
there's
like
tons,
you know,
of
bars and restaurants and, you know, got the Hilton and all that. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on around the con that's completely free. That's right, free 99. It's super dope. So, to you guys, I'm gonna leave this one open. Mm-hmm. What, like, off-site free event are you into?
It's got to be free.
Well, it doesn't have to be free. It can be off-site.
Okay. All right. Because the CBLDF welcome party is gonna be big. Like, everybody and their mama is going to be at that party. It's what? Only $10 to get in.
And your mama too?
Yeah. And your cousin.
Mama's getting free though.
Don't try to do that. Your mama will not get in free. Your mama will not get in free.
Don't tell them I sent your mama there for free.
Yeah, my mama actually wants to go to Comic-Con and hasn't been able to yet. So.
Baby, I couldn't get in the party. Papa told me I could go to home.
No, but I mean, they say it's a humongous networking thing. Some dude from my friend Chip Mosher at Comixology, he was like, if you're not there, you're not there. So ooh. I was like, all right, well, let me go and do that. That's Thursday night, and I'm going to be doing that. Plus, I suppose, like I said, the BGNNOC meetup, I'll eventually get there. And my friend Mr. Mo Kelly, who does KFI 640 AM, is doing a live broadcast Saturday from 6 to 8 from the Fox Sports Grill. I'll be there. And I like to go see the karaoke at Henry's and Gas Lamp on Sunday night. Greg Oden, the basketball player, came in one night. And he was like a gajillion feet taller than everybody in there. And it was hilarious.
Did he sing?
He started to sing, but there was somebody there was like, so she ushered him away when he was about to try to sign up to sing.
Oh, man, that's cold.
We was denied.
There was too many camera phones in there.
Maybe he can sing. We don't know.
That's only going to help him.
Exactly.
I mean, these days at Comic-Con, you do karaoke and then you get it. That would go viral.
What's more relatable? What's more down to earth than just going to do karaoke?
You're preaching to the crowd. I'm with you. But his handler said no. His handler said no.
His handler be whack.
For me, I've been getting into Ghostbusters lately. I've been doing a read along and reviewing all of the IDW stuff, and I really love it. And there's a Ghostbusters meetup Friday night. Yeah, they're gonna have.
Wait, but it's Friday night though?
Yeah, it's Friday night.
Yeah, might have too many people showing up.
Because it is a competitive.
Marquita be sitting there all by myself.
I ain't worried.
Nah, BGN, like, there's tons of stuff. You know, once BGN's party is packed and overflowed, then people can go and get their Ghostbusters on.
Once we're at capacity and we start turning you away,
then you can answer the call.
This is where you can go.
Answer the call.
So I'm looking for you because you said right now.
And I won't be there until Saturday, so don't come looking for me. I won't be. But yeah, if you're into Gozer, you're into Egon, Pete, Ray, Winston, all them guys,
or the girls. Check it out.
I'm about to ask Holtzman.
Before Holtzman, you got Mel and Kylie too. You know, don't sleep on Mel and Kylie.
I'm here from the comics. I'm here for Holtzman.
Well, yeah, Holtzman's in there too. In Ghostbusters 101 #, not sponsored, but I heard it's pretty good. So, what are you looking for?
Oh, there's tons of offsite stuff, and that's one thing I really want to check out this year a lot, because I usually end up missing so much of the offsites. I mean, just because there's so much happening. But the Carnival, which is put on by Nerdist Industries and Geek and Sundry, that's always fun. This year they're at the Marriott Marquis, which is a new location for them, I think. At least they weren't there last year. But that'll be interesting. And then there's always a Game of Thrones experience that HBO opens on. This year it's Winter is Here. And that's across from the convention center. I forget exactly what place, but all I've read is across from convention center. So it should be easy to find. Usually lots of big signs.
Yeah,
and then Netflix has an offsite thing set up. And this is their first time they've had a big presence at the convention. Yeah. So it's going to be really interesting to see that. And I want to know what they set up for their offsite.
I wonder if they're going to be doing any of their... If it's going to be all original content, or if they're going to be bringing in, affiliates or something like that, or
it's hard to say. I would say even if they just did their original content, I mean, they've got all the Marvel Defenders stuff they're going to be plugging, and Stranger Things season 2 coming up. We'll probably see a lot of that from Netflix. We're going to have panels for those, so that'll be worthwhile. Stranger Things panel is going to be packed.
Yeah,
super packed.
Yeah,
and of course I want to go to Adult Swim. I love going to Adult Swim.
Did you see it last year?
Yes, I did.
That was so fun.
I danced with the bits. I have this great gift I made for myself, dancing with the bits.
Oh, boy.
from Teen Aqua Hunger Force. They crash into everything. They're like, I love them. I think they're funny.
I almost forgot. Boom Studios has this thing where they're giving free booze out. It's like the first 100 people get free booze. I don't remember what day it is. It's on Bleeding Cool. Bleeding Cool has a list of all the parties.
Bleeding Cool has a list. And actually, tomorrow night, if you want to tune in to the Popcorn Talk Network, the Comic-Con prep show at 10 p.m., we're going to be going over a lot of the parties and exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
So just putting that out there.
Yeah, that's what I go for.
Shameless plug.
Tuning in.
Yeah.
So, MD, are you excited about the free booze?
Yes. I mean, no. I mean, I only drink water.
They're going to be looking for her at closing.
What is this, water? Like,
closing time.
So what else are you interested into as far as like offsite stuff?
I mostly go to the parties. I'm looking forward to Marquita's event. I'm also looking forward to a couple of the networking events to go to.
I noticed you're not telling which ones.
Yeah, I'm
She's keeping it low key because she doesn't want to get mobbed.
You know? See, yeah, that's what it is. I have issues with commitment, so I don't want to tell people I'm gonna be somewhere.
And then the truth comes out.
Yeah, and then not be there.
So they really came looking for a closing time. All right.
Exactly.
She said you was gonna be there.
Right.
Oh, man.
You was that waiting on you.
And I'm like, well, what happened?
Waited for you.
So of course, you know, we have this con. It's huge. It's maybe too big for the city. Maybe not. That's a whole
different. I don't know how San Diego is.
It's all they got now. They lost the Chargers. It's all they got.
It's true.
They gotta fill up the field some type of way.
Chargers, that's football, right?
Yeah. Oh my God.
So, I love it. I'm right there
so
with
big,
you. Don't worry about it.
Where do you guys go? I guess starting off with Hannibal, where do you go to like park? How do you get there? How do you manage these lines and all this craziness? Like, how do you attend the con?
Well, I've been doing this for a long time, so I've learned a lot of things. First of all, park at trolley stops. Only way to get to the con is by the trolley.
Good one.
Because that way you'll have a parking spot, your car will be fine, and you can get to it without any drama.
May be fine.
No, your car will be fine.
Okay.
Because they have extensive cameras there.
Yeah,
you know.
They do.
Now, I mean, I was out in Encanto last year, and I was fine. And they'd say that neighborhood is apparently a little rough, allegedly. But I'm black, so I don't care. So.
It's like, I'll be
allegedly.
All
right. I'll be
all right. I mean, you've seen my.
I mean, there are different qualifiers for what's rough. I have been in some very nice areas to be like, oh, this is the rough part of time. You're like, okay.
Rough for you, yeah.
Noted.
So, yeah.
Definitely take the trolley. That's okay. A big, big thing. There's this thing called Nightfall Guardians of the Gear. This new show is doing a thing on the MLK Promenade where they'll do a gear check. You can check in your stuff and wander off, and you can come back and get it. They'll watch your stuff for you.
Wow.
Because they're trying to promote this show.
Whoa.
What was that again?
It's called Nightfall's Guardians of the Gear on the MLK Promenade. All so right. For the lady who emailed me, I mentioned you.
That too. I can't remember.
That's smart.
There's a few people who are promoting shows by holding your stuff for free. Like, we got your stuff. There's another one. It doesn't come to mind, but I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm going to use that, though.
I bet she didn't email you because I got an email. That's why I remember.
And that's a smart thing to get something to stand out like that because everybody's got panels. Just about everybody has some off-site thing. And everybody's giving out little flyers and cards and stuff. But when you give out something people actually need, like a service.
Yeah. What do they
like for you?
And then when you bring your stuff, they can start and be like, have I spoke to you about our show?
Yeah, exactly. Last
and there's
year.
A giant Knight Templar you can take a picture of.
Oh, awesome.
Okay,
plus,
okay.
You need to remember so you know where to come back and get your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to remember that.
That part. Okay, yeah.
Last year, MTV was giving out these little camping stools, these folding chairs at their party, which that was great because I still ended up several of my friends didn't want to keep theirs. So I've got like three of them. I've used them for lots of things.
Smart.
Like I had them when I was out doing some army training and was sharing them with other guys, you know.
Nice.
I was like, if you want to watch MTV, you know, they've got stuff, you know. It was plugging their shows. Yeah.
And they always had the free Wi-Fi. That also helped. The team did free Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. Last year, FX was like my favorite outdoor experience because they had shade, seats, and Wi-Fi, and even water. I was like, they beat everybody. And it wasn't even that elaborate.
I thought
it was
cool,
real simple, but I was like,
FX was nice.
Everybody's definitely.
It was smart.
It was so I wanted to tell you something about parking. You can buy pre-parking at Parking Panda. And you can
Panda.
Yes, and it's way less expensive than paying on site, and then you can leave your car there for however long you pay for it. Also, the shuttle system is really good. So if you take the shuttle from the hotel, they leave like every 15 minutes, and they run 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me, have any of you guys used the Lux app before?
No.
I haven't used it myself. Emma Fife, who was on the con guy a lot before,
Big shout
to
Emma Fife.
Yeah, she's great. But she talked about using the Lux app and even using it in San Diego. And I think the max you would pay for the day is like maybe $15, but it's kind of like Lyft or Uber with valet parking. And you get on the app and you can get somebody to come pick up your car and they'll take it somewhere safe and you can leave it there for several hours at a time.
I don't know. They might be out robbing the bank and bring your car back. I don't know.
Yeah. Grinch is day off.
Right.
I mean, you've got to check those reviews and everything, of course.
Man.
But
right.
Yeah. Now, I usually park at the trolley stations like Hannibal was talking about, but even that has gotten really crowded the last couple years, and you got to either go to the ones that are really far out or get there really
like the
early
old
in the
town,
morning.
Which is what I do.
Which is
got to go
out. I'll be parking at Old Town and just hop the train.
Will you?
Yeah.
Will you? Do you think so?
Are you sure?
Or will you be like, I'll be in the parking lot, you'll see me, I'll be the guy that's like creeping on your spot when I'm like, I think you're about to leave, and I'll be like this. Stay woke.
You leaving?
Michael's creepy.
Right.
Are you leaving?
Stay woke. I'm gonna need you to stop following me, sir. I'm gonna need you to stop following me.
Security.
Security. Security.
Oh, because I will follow you to your car. Are you leaving? Oh, you ain't leaving?
There's a mysterious Negro lingering in the parking lot.
You're all kinds of messed up, man.
Look, yo, there is nothing more. Look, guys, there's nothing more upsetting than thinking someone's about to leave. You follow them to their parking spot. They go in the car and get like a bottle of water and come back out. You be like,
I am that person.
Because you're like, word, they about to leave. And then you come, you be like,
I always take somebody's shotgun, so if either one of us sees a spot, one of us will get out and go hold the spot while the other one drives around.
Oh, my God. I've totally been that person to pop out and get into it with somebody who's trying to take that spot. Like, nah, not today. Yeah, not today. You can roll
I'm like, you're not a car. I will push you down. You're not a car.
I've seen full fights about that. Like, full-on fights. Because I've been in the parking lot, like, what are they fighting about? Yo, why are they standing in that empty spot?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's coming.
Oh, man.
Stay woke. Your car will get hit, then you will get hit.
So, at the con, something that's really cool that everybody loves to get involved in, besides me, is cosplay. This year, you know, we've had a lot of stuff pop off that's really, really popular. Starting with you, MD, who do you think you'll see the most of? Or what are some of the cosplays that you think will be real popular this year?
I think it will be... His name just slipped my head because you just said it. His movie's coming out. Ryan Reynolds is playing him.
Deadpool.
Thank you. Deadpool. I think there will be a lot of Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. They're usually...
Deadpool is like a staple because you can do so many things with it. I actually... Yeah. It's the one cosplay that you see every year at every con all year round that I'm actually cool with because you can do a lot of different things with it, so I'm always looking for how they
spice it up.
Yeah, exactly, where they go with it, like, oh, that was cute, and like, you know, how many people in a group can get like in a common theme but still Deadpool. Like,
I was like, Deadpool family. Baby was even dressed like
exactly that. So I feel like there's challenges with that. It's like you got up the ante, they're competing with one another, and so I enjoy the sport, so I give a pass on like a ton of Deadpool.
And there's also a ton of Princess Leia.
I think there'll be even more so this year.
I could chime in for a second.
Yes, go ahead.
I think there's actually going to be a lot of film version of Wonder Woman.
I
was going to actually say that.
Both men and women.
And a lot of Deadpool
versions. I'm looking forward to it. I'm here for it.
And since this is a little higher of an age family show, if you happen to find the body paint Wonder Woman, then you're welcome. Hannibal, who are you interested in?
Well, I was going to chime in with what Alexa said because heat is a factor. Cosplaying is hot.
Exactly. So
you're going to see Benny.
You're going to see Wonder Woman because she's got the open top so you can get some ventilation, right? You're going to see Ray because she got short sleeves and it's a cheap costume to make. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see a lot of those. Plus, I've seen a lot of the mashups. I recently saw somebody did Edgar Allan Poe Dameron.
That's amazing. That's the best idea I've heard in a long time.
Or like, I saw somebody did like a Nick Fury Doctor Strange mashup. So it was Nick Fury Sorcerer Supreme with the eye patch. So between the heat and mashups, those are the stuff that really get my attention.
I'm here for anything where you're just taking this stuff to a new level. I know, like, if you go way back in cosplay, one of my first cons.
Back when
like,
I was a kid.
Right. Get off my lawn.
Your fancy, costume these days. In 2015.
Hey, I'm going to take that. 2015, that's not about right. One of my first cons was like Anime Expo, and I remember people getting in tiffs with each other because they weren't as true to the anime.
I don't like that.
And you would get, you know how much they chose you.
Like, come on, man, I'm trying.
I did like take on like Ruby Hart from
NBC.
Yeah.
Well, not from NBC, but Marvel vs. Capcom is
Mine. Exactly.
So yeah.
Exactly.
The comments just blew up calling him a sucker.
And so I wanted to get a little more elaborate with it, but I won the little competition I was in, and like some people were like, nah, that's not right. I was like, girl, if you don't step back. But Let me take my little prize.
Let me get my trophy.
Don't test black cosplay. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I was like, but I love that it's now, you know, so many years later, and now it's completely, the other thing is embraced. Like, you coming new with a cosplay, it's going to get you a lot more dab, a lot more respect. People are going to take more pictures of you. You have to bring it, because there are, like, 1,500 woman wonders. Harley Quinn at WonderCon. I was like, let's play the game and count how many we can find. And then after a while, I got a little tired.
Ooh, Harley Quinn bingo. We should play Harley Quinn bingo.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Hannibal. I'm sorry, I'm doing a lot of shameless plugs here for theconguy.com, but we're going to have a cosplay bingo that's going up on our website. You can print out and play with your friends, send us photos later. Yeah.
But do you have an app for it, though? Because I'm not going to carry another piece of paper.
Oh, wow.
Well, they're developing it right now.
Okay. Yeah, you know what you could do is just have a version of Adobe Acrobat that lets you make edits and just, you know, use
I've
the PDF.
I've got that market. On you all my devices. Market.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
So, Derek.
Yeah?
When it comes to cosplay, What really catches your eye when you're, stylistically.
If you know what I mean.
Got it.
Stylistically.
Hey, I'm married man.
I don't know.
I'm a married man.
Yeah. No, but I love a good mashup. Like, I love when stuff, they do a steampunk version of something else, like a Marvel hero, or when you see, like, I saw a Jedi Beauty and the Beast a couple years ago.
Wow,
that
nice.
Stuff was fun. And I love cerebral, like, stuff that makes you think a little bit that's not quite as obvious, but, like, a character as they appeared in a specific episode, you know. Like, okay. Last year, my sister dressed as Rey, and I dressed as J.J. Abrams.
Which,
it took some people a little while to get.
That could work.
Yeah, right. But it was fun.
So you wore a shirt and jeans.
Well, I wore like kind of like a black sweater with jeans and the horn rimmed glasses, and I did like his TED talk where he had the mystery box with the big question mark on it. Which, so I carried that around.
Well played.
Which that was fun. Yeah,
very simple, but. Smart.
Yeah, it was cheap. I just had to put like brown paper on a box and then borrow the shirt from somebody. Yes. Although wearing a black sweater around Comic-Con doesn't feel too good. I think I went with a long sleeve tee when I was there.
Yes.
But yeah, and like I know this year there's going to be a ton of Wonder Woman stuff. I'll be interested to see what kind of takes people do on it, because you see some creative twists on things. And I think like even gender bending cosplay is clever.
Yes, I want to put it out there. Like,
Rule 63.
We are here for you. You're going to embrace Woman Wonder. You. Yeah.
I mean,
woman.
Personally, I'd really like to just dress as Marquita.
See if I can get a boost here.
Oh,
yeah.
Just boost it up.
Yeah, I could cosplay Marquita, right? If I get the right, yeah.
I mean, a lot of this is custom. I don't know.
But you'll have to get some tips before you leave.
Yeah.
So, I know you guys are doing like the Indie Creators panel, and I wanted to end up on, you know, the creators, because, you know, it's Comic-Con, these are all IPs that we love, but someone had to sit down and write it. Someone had to draw it. Mm-hmm. So are there any creators that you guys are interested in seeing? Derek?
I don't know. I'm not real good. Yeah. Well, Literary MD I've heard of. Is, you know.
She's
I'm so sad for you right now.
Come on, bring it in right here.
Fake news. Sad. You
know, I was about MD to talk right about now. Something, and then like she's over here pointing. I'm like, yeah.
Desperate plea for attention.
Hannibal, remember what we talked about?
Not really. No, I don't remember any of that. And furthermore,
who else are you looking for?
I don't know the indie comic creators that well, even a lot of the big comic creators, because I've grown up more with like the movies and TV. And yeah, sadly, when I was a kid, there wasn't a comic book store around. I had the closest thing I had were the Great Illustrated Classics. And H.G. Wells doesn't have a booth out there. So,
Or does he?
But I do love like just walking down Artist Alley and seeing all this stuff, because there's some amazing artwork out there. Definitely. And some of these people are independent artists who are just, I mean, they're just getting a little bit of their name out there. And if you're really into it, you'll know who they are. And if not, you're just getting exposed to this stuff. And you're like, wow, I've never seen this before. And it's amazing.
And you can easily overspend in Artist Alley. Because there's so many toys, so many, you know, and I mean like...
Good art.
Like it's a toy, but it's the most illest detail you've seen.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, posters, prints, all of that, it's crazy. You, Hannibal, who are you? Besides your own work, which people can find at?
You can find that at operative.net or HannibalTaboo.com.
Okay, so besides that, who else are you looking for?
I'm definitely looking for Joe Illidge, because everywhere Joe Illidge goes, first of all, he's the suavest brother that you go see. There,
yes.
You know, and second, he's always got these really razor sharp insights about the industry. I'm really into that.
Yes, like he's the bomb. He liked and retweeted me once, and I was like, approval.
Yes. You made it. You arrived. Approval.
Okay. Anyway, there's a really expensive breakfast with Walt Simonson, I believe, but I couldn't get it because it was super expensive. I was like, I want to, but I can't.
What kind of eggs are these?
I know. Are these saltines? These are the best crackers I've ever had. But so, and also, like I said, Ron Wilson, Malcolm Barrett from Timeless is promising to do something really crazy because the fans saved his show, and he's promising to do something insanely crazy, so I'm looking to check for him because I've been down with him ever since Better Off Ted, and and also Stranger
Better Off Ted is the bomb.
I know, I love Better Off Ted.
That was so good.
Stranger Comics and Robert Roach have a booth together, so I'm gonna be checking for them. I know that's gonna be a big thing, and that's what I'm looking for.
All right, Marquita,
I'm looking for new stuff. So I'm really.
I've got some new stuff. No.
I know you do. Of new things. But my thing to do at every con is I purposely like walking down Artist Alley to try to find something I don't know. I haven't seen before. And even though I have a pretty long queue of things I'm reading, I'm more than happy to add to that. So that's usually, especially with like Comic-Con, I mean, they pay all this money to go to Artist Alley and stuff like that. So. I mean, I definitely have friends and people I'm looking for that I've enjoyed. I believe I've spoken one place or another about some other time. But I'm mostly want to encourage people to go out and like look for those new people that you haven't heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Respect. Mm-hmm.
Okay. MD.
Same.
Besides literary MD.
Yes. I do the same thing that Marquita does. I go out and I look for new independent titles that I can follow and support and get the word out for. So I try and support other indie artists because eventually I'm going to need their support. So
yeah, because I'm going to be doing. You have a book coming soon that I'll be interviewing you for.
Yes.
What's the name of that book?
Vindication.
Vindication. Where is it?
Yes. It's coming out. It's Top Cow Productions.
Top Cow.
Yes.
It's interesting.
You're on the Top Cow panel.
Yes, I am. Cool. On Saturday.
Because she didn't announce that. I didn't hear that.
I didn't get a chance to.
Because you were so busy trying to get his attention.
No, we were streamlining it so quick.
She announced it now.
Yes. Yeah. I will You're be on the welcome. Top Cow panel You're Saturday welcome. Morning, 11 a.m. Please come and show me love there also.
Cool. Now, as far as myself, I have a couple of people that I'm interviewing when I go down there, but similar to Marquita, I try to find someone. I try to just walk around and find something cool. I'm like, oh, can I interview you? And that's pretty much how it goes, but I'm staying more structured this time. I got like 3 interviews of some guys that actually are in, 2 guys, 1 young lady that are in San Diego, and then probably do some cosplay fun stuff and, you know, and then head on back to, you know, L.A. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. But guys, don't be afraid of Artist Alley. You know, don't be afraid.
That's
of
the best place to be.
Go down there and buy something because you're probably gonna. Well, check your pockets first.
And have comfort insoles because your feet are gonna be tired.
Exactly. Yeah, need to get and some then just of leave some of your money at home. Don't take everything with you.
Yes, please. Bring all your money and
pack light. You know, don't be that bad.
Go directly to Optive.net and buy everything there.
Right. And Stranger Comics and everybody else.
Yeah.
Bring all your money.
And all them. You know.
I spend so much money there. I want to encourage people, but I want them to make rent.
Right. Yeah. Pay your rent before you leave.
There you go.
Bring the rest.
So, that's why it's in the middle of the month. It's in the middle of the month.
Exactly.
Yeah, they made sure that you paid your rent, you know, your electricity.
You got
all
time
that.
To make that money.
Make sure you got the insurance up to date.
Yeah, make sure everything's fine.
Oh, wait, I need to make a call.
If you got rabbit ears at the end of con, it's
and
all
if
right.
you're just irresponsible, just bring the money.
Yes.
Leave it with us. We are all good with that.
We're very good.
All right, so is there anything else you guys wanted to talk about that you really, really are waiting for in Comic-Con or something that you really, really wanted to, you know, like plug besides BGN Meetup, besides Operative.net, Literary MD doing her thing.
TheConGuy.com.
I'm curious. Yes. Given the D23 just dropped a whole bunch of crazy stuff on us.
Oh, yeah.
I think Marvel's just going to be walking around like, what you got, punk? What? Come on. What you got? I don't think they're going to stunt real hard in Hall H, but if they do, then it's going to be a wrap. They're going to take over
this
the
is
weekend.
What I'm expecting, and it probably won't happen, but Marvel, if you're listening, I know you watch this show.
Marvel's not a guy.
Somebody there does.
If we could get a small, maybe a piece of a scene of Black Panther, thank you. Maybe like 2 minutes. Not just 2 minutes of a scene. Just a little, and that's all I need. Just
five
a little.
If you got it.
Or if you can give us more of when in the trailer when I think Okoye bust somebody in the head in the club, just give me a little more of that, and then that's cool. Because that dude like did a cartwheel flip and he fell, so you know she ain't playing. But guys, thank you for hanging with me. You know what I'm saying? Talking about Comic-Con, it was cool. I think we're gonna have a good time this year. Hopefully, you guys don't go down there. Have too
and
much
they were
fun.
Never seen again.
Have too much fun.
So
it's guys, a friendly fun. Crowd, but it is a crowd, and it's a big city. So
make regrets.
Be careful. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. So guys, if you're watching right now, don't forget that you can like, comment, subscribe to Black Hollywood Live. Also find us online, Twitter, which is BHL Online. But before we bounce, Derek.
Yeah.
Where can the wonderful people on the internet find you?
Well, wonderful people on the internet. I know there are some wonderful people on the internet, despite what society will tell me. You can find me on Twitter at ConGuyDerek, or the general ConGuy Twitter feed is at theconguy.com, all spelled out. And you can check out theconguy.com for a lot of updates on the convention circuit, and check out our podcast tomorrow night.
Cool, cool. Hannibal, where can the lovely people find you?
Well, lovely or horrible, I don't discriminate. You can all find me online at Hannibal Taboo on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. And you can also find me at the Operative Network, where you get free webcomics every week, and HannibalTaboo.com.
Cool. Marquita?
I'm the Star Got Next. Pretty much everywhere. I'm everywhere on the interwebs. I can see you now.
Are you doing anything with BGN this week?
Yes, BGN is covering, well, this week we...
Oh, Black Girl Nerds, guys.
Black Girl Nerds. Sorry. Black
you
Girl Nerds. We don't have, besides our meetup, we are going to be making ourselves known. We have several panels coming up that we're going to be pretty much tweeting. So look at our Black Girl Nerds Twitter and Black Girl Geeks Twitter to like find out where we are, what we're up to. And that's how you pretty much are gonna find us at the con, because we're gonna be running around trying to get into everything.
All right, MD.
You can find me at The Literary Works of MD Marie on Facebook, and you can find me at Literary MD on Twitter, and Mischievous Model on Instagram.
What?
There's an underscore in
it.
Don't get confused.
I love her Instagram. Yes.
And Mischievous is spelled with two S's. It's real ethnic. Yes. You gotta really look hard. Yeah.
At least you didn't use a Z, you know.
It's like an umlaut on one of them, I know.
But guys, you can find me actually today later on doing Jedi Alliance, running down everything at D23 for Star Wars. Then you can find me doing the Strain after show. I know you hate Zach. We hate Zach. We're going to hate him together. It's just one more season. We'll get it out of there. But you can find me daily right here on Black Hollywood Live at, that's right, Nerd Soul. Get yourself a t-shirt. But anyway, daily, you can check me out doing cartoons, anime, movies, all that good stuff. Just search me on YouTube, NERDSOUL, and online, One Youngsta, which is ONEYOUNGSTA. So, guys, let's... Y'all ready to roll? Y'all ready to get y'all Comic-Con on?
Yep.
All right, guys. Ready for it.
We gonna see y'all this weekend. Y'all stay real. Peace.
Get it in.
Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.